Well, a very good morning to you, dear friend. Welcome to a good word for today from God's holy word. I'm Gil Hammond, and it's a pleasure to come before this microphone to open God's word and to bring God's good word to you and to me also on this day. God has given us his word for our instruction, for our edification. We're instructed to rightly divide the word, to rightly interpret the word. And we can do that only with the leading and guiding of God, the Holy Spirit, within us. Fortunately, God has provided us his Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to teach us, to reveal Christ to us. And that's the way we are able to understand what we do understand of God's word. Today we're going to be going to a special new series of messages concerning the ways of God and the ways of man. And what we're going to look at is God's ways being far, far different than man's ways. God's ways being much higher than man's ways. The purpose of this series of studies is to show us how we make mistakes often in interpreting the things of God according to the ways of men. Often, we wind up getting things just backwards, just reversed, the cart before the horse, so to speak, when we try to interpret the things of God according to the ways of men. So in this series of messages, we're going to be looking at that very fact, and we're going to be, as much as possible, with the leading of the Holy Spirit, looking at God's ways from God's point of view, and trying to understand and discern God's ways from God's point of view and not from man's point of view. That will become clear, I believe, as we proceed with this study. Right now, let's go to our Lord in prayer. Our gracious Father, we thank you for every blessing, and we thank you for your word. Open our ears to understand it now, as you speak your word through me as your servant. May each of us have ears to understand your word by our spirit, not just with our mind, but by our spirit. We ask that in the name of Jesus, and we ask it for your glory. Amen. And amen. Well, today we're going to begin as a text for this first message in this series. God's ways are far above man's ways. From Isaiah chapter 55. We'll begin with verse 6 for our text for today, and I want to read actually verses 6 through 11, and then we'll center on one particular verse. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there without watering the earth, and making it bare and sprout, and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire it to accomplish, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. These are the words of God, of course. And I want to come back to verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Now, I believe as we approach God's Word, we need to approach God's Word in prayer, bathed in prayer, seeking the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit to understand the truth of God as we are reading it, as we are studying it. I believe we should approach the Bible in a different manner than we approach any other textbook or any other book that we pick up, because we need to understand God's Word at a different level than we understand man's words in man's textbooks. We're told in God's Word that spiritual truths must be spiritually understood. And I believe that is all too often ignored. I'm going to turn here in 1 Corinthians, and I want us to look at a scripture that speaks of this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. For to us, I'm reading with chapter 2, verse 10. For to us God revealed them, that is His truth, through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depth of God. For who among men know the thoughts of a man except the spirit of a man, which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but we have received the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. Now, we understand the things of God, then, not by our mind alone, but we must understand the things of God by our spirit. It is the Spirit of God who speaks to our human spirit to tell, to cause us to understand the words of God, the truths of God, the understandings of God. The fear of the Lord, Proverbs tells us, is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. Now, you might say, well, Gil, you're sounding awfully unintellectual or anti-intellectual. Well, no, I'm not. Let me explain. I am a believer in the intellect. I have been in school much of my life. For 13 years, I was either in college or doing postgraduate work sometime during the year for those 13-year periods. I have college degrees and I have postgraduate college work, mostly in the areas of the sciences and philosophy and religion, those three areas. My background is one of a scientist, one of a teacher, and one of a preacher, a proclaimer of God's Word. My grades, for example, indicated that I was interested in intellectual things. I was in the top of my class. In high school, I was co-valedictorian. In college, I graduated with a 3.96 for my BS degree out of a possible 4, and that's almost a straight-A average. I have been a reader, a studier. I've been interested in learning and knowledge all my life. Now, I say that not to brag about it. I'm not bragging about it. I'm just saying that I am interested in the intellect. I have been interested in learning as much as I can learn just about all of my life. But I've come to realize more and more and more that when it comes to spiritual things, when it comes to things of the Lord, when it comes to sitting down with God's Word, the Bible, and reading it, I cannot read it as I read a science textbook. I cannot do that successfully. Now, many people will say, well, I sit down and try to read the Bible, and it makes no sense to me. It sounds like Greek to me. Well, yes, very likely it does, especially if you're not seeking the leading and the revealing and the teaching of the Holy Spirit as you sit down to read the Bible. You do not approach it as you approach any other textbook. We must approach it in prayer. We must approach it asking the Holy Spirit to be our leader, to be our guide, to be our teacher, to reveal Christ in the Scriptures to us. And when we do that earnestly and sincerely, God will open our eyes, our spiritual eyes. He will open our spiritual ears so that we not only hear with our physical ears and see with our physical eyes, but we also see and hear at a deeper level, to the level of the Spirit. Yes, God says, come, let us reason together. He wants to reason with us because we are created in His image. He wants us to think, and He wants us to reason. But especially since we are in a fallen state or a fallen condition because of the sin of Adam, we cannot think at the same level as God thinks. We cannot match God in intelligence in any sense of the word. So we must realize that His thoughts are much above our thoughts. His ways are much above our ways. We can't even begin to understand just how much they are. The Bible says, my thoughts, God speaking, my thoughts are as much above your thoughts as the heavens are above the earth. Well, what is that? That is using something that we have some knowledge about, the earth and the heavens, to bring about a comparison. But that's like saying God is God of the world. And then we stop and think, no, He's not just God of the world. He's God of the universe. Well, maybe He's God of the universes, dear friend. Our understanding, you see, is incomplete. Our ability to comprehend, our ability to take in the truths of God is very limited in a physical sense, in an intellectual sense. So in order to go beyond that, as Paul was writing to the Corinthian church here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, which I read just a few moments ago, we must approach the Word of God not only with our intellect, not only with our human reasoning and understanding, but we must approach the Word of God asking God the Holy Spirit to reveal to our human spirit God's truths. Now, I believe that we make the mistake often, of just interpreting God's Word according to human wisdom and human understanding. And when we do that, we are greatly, greatly limiting and probably also usually misunderstanding the truth of God. We are often getting things wrong. When we look at the things of God from a human standpoint, then we begin to interpret them through human eyes. We ascribe to them human thoughts and human traits and human understanding. What do you think about, for example, when you envision God? Do you think of this elderly man with the white flowing hair, the Ancient of Days, in human form? Chances are you do. Now, we have no idea of what God looks like. Let me let that sink in. We have no idea of what God really looks like. We ascribe to Him human characteristics. We understand in that way, you see. We speak of God speaking to us as humans speak to one another. We speak of God hearing as a human would hear. But God is not human. God is spirit. Jesus said to the woman at the well in John chapter 4, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, my friend. So let's try to grasp something here. We must understand the things of God by our spirit as well as by our human intellect. I believe the correct way to approach the things of God, to approach the Bible, is to approach it, number one, with our understanding, number one, with our intellect. That's our natural abilities that God has given to us. But then we need to recognize that these are limited. We're limited by our own imagination. We're limited by our own physical universe. We're limited by our own human brain, if you will. And in order to go beyond that, into the things of the Spirit, we must then approach it asking the Holy Spirit, God, to lead us, to guide us, to teach us, to reveal to us, and then begin to understand the things of God by our spirit as well as by our intellect. So I'm not anti-intellectual, but I'm realizing that our intellect has its limitations, and we cannot understand the things of God by our intellect alone. We must understand with our intellect as far as it will go, and then allow the Spirit to reveal to our human spirit. Now, in Romans chapter 15, for example, verse 15, we're told there that God, the Holy Spirit, witnesses to our human spirit that we are a child of God. In other words, how do we know that we're a child of God? We know it spiritually. We don't know it intellectually, necessarily. Now, we can say, well, I've done the things required of the Scripture. I've believed in my heart. I've confessed with my mouth. Therefore, I reason that I am a child of God because I've done what he said to do. And he said that if I do these things, he will give me the power to become the Son of God. That's fine as far as it goes. But we cannot know at the deepest level by our understanding alone, by proof alone, by scientific proof or by any other proof that comes through our mind. We cannot know at the deepest level by that alone. We know then at the deeper level of the Spirit. We have that confidence. We know that we know. And no one can take that from us because we have that knowledge that comes from God into our human spirit. Romans 8:15, God the Holy Spirit bearing witness within me to my human spirit that I am God's child. Now that's knowing at the deeper spiritual level the truth of God, much deeper than the mere intellectual level that we're able to go to with our human reasoning. So I wanted to take some time to explain to you where I'm coming from with this. We can and should use our human intellect, our human brain, our human power of reasoning to the extent that we're able to do so. But we also realize that it has its limitations. And we need to realize that Paul wrote to the Corinthian church that the things of God are not merely understood by human intellect, but they must be understood by the Spirit. Spiritual truths must be spiritually discerned. That is a truth of God that we need to get hold of, we need to learn, and we need to always approach God and to approach His Word with the Spirit foremost in mind, asking the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to teach us. That's His job. John chapter 16. Jesus said He will be your guide, He will be your teacher, He will take of mine and reveal it unto you. He will enable you to understand and to discern. And that is by the Spirit, directly to our spirit, not necessarily to our human mind or to our human reasoning. So that's so important, that we realize that spiritual truth must be spiritually discerned. We cannot plumb the depths of God's Word by our human reasoning alone. We must enable the Holy Spirit. We must ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the truth of God, because it is spiritual in nature, and spiritual truths must be understood. Remember that, dear friend. Spiritual truths must be spiritually understood. And Jesus again said of God Himself, God the Father, He said, God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. He didn't say that God is human, you see. He said God is spirit. God's ways are far above our ways. God's thoughts are far above our thoughts. God is not limited. God is all-knowing. We use the term omniscient, meaning that He knows all, my friend. He knows the past, He knows the present, He knows the future. He knows all there is to know, you see. And when we approach the New Testament, for example, we find actually that God has written to us in His Word, and there are two places specifically that this is found. 1 Corinthians, or rather, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, we find that God has placed all wisdom in Jesus Christ. Listen to these words here from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Well, let's go back to verse 8. To me, the very least of all saints, this is Paul speaking, to me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ, and to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, in order that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in heavenly places. Now, this is Christ that he is preaching. The gospel is Jesus Christ, the good news of the coming of the Messiah. Now, this is done, you see, by Paul as a grace of God. God has given them this understanding, this wisdom. It has come to Paul through Christ himself. Now, if we look over to the little letter of Colossians, the letter that Paul wrote to the church at Colossae, and look at chapter 2, verse 3. Again, I need to read, I guess, beginning with verse 1 for us to understand this in its context. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have on your behalf, and for those who are at Laodicea, and for all those who have not personally seen my face, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ Himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now, what does this tell us? This tells us that all the treasures of wisdom, all the treasures of knowledge, are in Christ Jesus. Remember that Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There he said, I am the truth. I am truth. Now, we don't necessarily just get truth from Christ, although what he speaks is truth. But truth is hidden in him. All wisdom, all knowledge is in Christ. Now, if we want to seek wisdom that is true, knowledge that is true, we seek Christ, because that is to be found in him and in him alone. So when we seek to understand spiritual things, where do we find these spiritual things? They are hidden in Christ Jesus. God Himself placed in Jesus, His Son, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. So if we're to find wisdom and knowledge, which is true, then we find it in Christ and in Christ alone. He is truth. He is wisdom. When we seek wisdom, we seek Christ because He is wisdom. When we seek truth, we seek Christ because He is truth, you see. Now, I contrast that in this way. We're not just going to Christ to get wisdom from Him. We're not going to Christ to get truth from Him. We go to Him because that's where it is. We find truth in Christ. We find wisdom in Him. As the Word again says, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ. He is the repository, if you will, of all truth, of all wisdom. Now, we can look for truth, you see, in many other ways, many other directions, from many other sources. And we can find what man may refer to as truth. We may find truth from the devil himself. He's ready and willing to supply it, but it's a counterfeit, dear friend. It's not really true. It's not really the truth. It may be close to the truth. It may look like and smell like the truth, but it's a counterfeit if it's coming from the devil. Now, here's what the devil will do. He will say that truth is in you. Truth can be found somewhere else. He will say, you are as God. He said, I am as God, you see. And that's false, my friend. Truth is found only in Jesus Christ. It pleased the Father to place all the mysteries of truth and wisdom in Jesus Christ, His Son, my friend. So if we really are interested in finding truth, then we seek Jesus Christ. We seek God in Christ. We read from Isaiah chapter 55 as we started, and it says there, seek me, God is saying, seek me while I may be found. Call upon me while I'm near, you see. We're to seek Him and to seek Him diligently. The fear of the Lord, the knowledge of the Lord, is the beginning of wisdom within us, my friend. So I want to hammer the point home. All wisdom is in Christ. All knowledge is in Christ. And when we approach the Word of God, and when we approach the things of God, we must remember that He is Spirit. And we must worship Him in spirit and truth. We must communicate with Him through our spirit, you see. And God's Holy Spirit communicates with our spirit, bearing witness with us that we are the sons and daughters of God. That is how we know. We know by our spirit. We don't know the truths of God, which are hidden in Christ, by our intellect alone, by our mind alone, by our human reasoning alone. Now, I hammer on that, I stress that, because in our world today, even in the area of spiritual things and religious areas, there is a great amount of human reasoning that is being applied. Academia has taken over in a lot of our seminaries. Academic scholarship instead of spiritual scholarship, if you will. Depending on the things that men have said in books, rather than depending on the Word of God as revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Spiritual truths are spiritually discerned, and we must learn and know and understand God Himself through our spirit, for He is spirit. We must know and understand the truth of God by knowing and understanding Christ. And today, He is Spirit, you see. He is Spirit. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, yet He is within you and me because He is Spirit. So we must seek to know the truth of God and seek it in Christ, for that's where it is. And we must seek it by our Spirit, asking the Holy Spirit of God to reveal His truth to us. These are the ways of God, but not necessarily, you see, the ways of men. Men would reason men would apply intellect, but we must allow God to apply His Spirit and to reveal things to us, to our spirit, at a deeper level of understanding through God's Holy Spirit. It's fortunate for us that God has set it up that way, because our intellect is limited. Our human ability in reasoning is limited. The thoughts of God are high above our thoughts as the heavens are above the earth. His ways are high above our ways, and we must understand through our spirit. That's a good word today from God's Holy Word. I'm Gil Hammond for Tri-State Gospel.